Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means
today I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed.
His decree though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host Mahdi. Please stay with us. So, dear listeners, we are talking about some of the things that can become barriers when it comes to our ubudiyah, our obedience, our servitude, and our worship to Allah. Now, most of the time, people think about the things that can help them to strengthen their ubudiyah, their worship, and their obedience and their servitude to Allah. But another very important aspect of ubudiyah is to make sure to know the different kind of barriers and obstacles, and in some cases, those things which might even destroy not only our ubudiyah, our worship, and our obedience to Allah, but they could very well destroy us as well. One of the things which will we as somebody who's trying to increase and strengthen and level up our ubudiyah is to be very careful of something called riya. Riya is the Arabic word which translated loosely means showing off. Now, riya is kind of like, I guess the most appropriate word is showing off. But more than showing off, it is kind of showing, you know, it is displaying. It is wanting somebody to take notice of. Now, you might think, well, what is wrong with riya, with showing off, with displaying? Here, as we have said in our previous sessions, that the whole purpose of ubudiyah is to be focused on the Almighty Allah. And so here, not only is an individual totally and completely focused upon the Almighty Allah in their various types of worship and their various kinds of ubudiyah to the Almighty Allah, but at the same time that they are focused upon Allah, we have to realize that we are doing these things for Allah, for the sake of Allah, for gaining nearness to Allah, as it is said in Arabic, قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ, or, because we are doing these acts of worship and ubudiyah really for all of these intentions, meaning for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, in order to gain nearness to Allah, for the satisfaction of Allah. So this aspect is really important, that we are doing something for the sake of Allah, and we are doing something to gain nearness to Allah, and we are doing something in order to fulfill the commandments of Allah. And of course, we are doing these acts of worship and ubudiyah in order to satisfy and gain the pleasure of Allah. And so riya is something which is a barrier and an impediment to all of these things.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya Mannan, IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. Ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
The ideal Islamic polity was during the life of the Prophet and I mean, women, what the Quran told them to do was to cover themselves, and they did it. And obviously, every society has standards. So America has a hijab, England has a hijab, and they impose it by law. You cannot walk naked in the West. It's illegal. You'll be arrested. So that is an imposition of a hijab law. But who determines what the boundaries or the hudud of that are, right? I mean, this is the debate. So in Islam, you know, the free woman's awra is defined, whereas in the West, the awra is defined by the social standards. 100 years ago in the West, a woman could have been arrested for wearing a miniskirt. Right, because it would have been considered public lewdness, and she would have been arrested. Well, that's not the case anymore. So standards, those social standards change. The Sharia doesn't change. These are thawabit in Sharia. So you're not, that you cannot, people can't come now, 1400 years later, and tell us, oh, 1400 years the Muslims got it all wrong. Now, you know, in this great enlightened age of Islamic illumination, we've realized what the Quran really meant. You know, that argument is patently absurd because, one, the Sahaba understood the Arabic and the Prophet ﷺ was there to show them, and we have the hadith, and people say, oh, they want to condemn the hadith and say, well, I don't believe in the hadith. There are mutawatir hadith that you cannot condemn. If you condemn them, it's the same. Because we have, you know, we have an epistemology. Just like the West has an epistemological approach to things, Muslims have an epistemological approach to things. So we have mutawatir, that's part of our epistemology. We have ahad, that's part of our epistemology. We have akhbar, we have dhaniyat, we have hadsiyat, we have wahmiyat. These are all part of the epistemological approach of Muslims. A mutawatir khabar is 100% epistemologically sound. It's factual. So if the Prophet ﷺ said something and it's mutawatir and you deny it, it's denying the Quran. It's the same because the Quran is mutawatir. And so there's these people who say, oh, I only accept the Quran, the Quraniyun. They've already rejected the Quran.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, which was this idea that riya is the completely opposite aspect of ubudiyya that is pure and sincere. Now, we were talking about some of the barriers that can come about when it comes to our ubudiyya, and barriers which not only hurt our ubudiyya but can very well destroy ourselves. So we had said that riya is this displaying, this showing off, this showing in general. It's almost like a parade, you know, which is done in order for people to witness. Now, we had said that, of course, our ubudiyya, our servitude and our obedience and our worship to Allah, of course, is all centered and focused upon the Almighty Allah. But riya, because in the previous segment we didn't really talk about what exactly riya does or what is the physical manifestation of riya. And so that's what we want to talk a little bit about so that we can avoid it. This displaying what it is that these worships that you do and this obedience to Allah, this servitude to Allah, this ubudiyah is done in order for people to witness, right? So instead of the purpose of the ubudiyah to be for Allah to witness, it is done for people to witness. Now, here there's a very sensitive discussion which should be had. Now, for example, worshiping so that people witness you worshiping so that they are encouraged to worship, there is nothing wrong in that. Matter of fact, it's recommended. So in your house, it is recommended to pray the daily prayers in front of your children, so that they are encouraged to pray. But here we have to be careful that our intention must not be in order for our children to say, wow, dad or mom, they pray so much, right? Now, this is for the household, which the intention is, you know, can be relatively controlled. But now, for example, in the masjid, our prostration, our sajda becomes longer when people are looking at us, or our ruku, our genuflection, it becomes longer because people are looking at us, or our tilawat, our recitation, and our pronunciation of the Holy Quran becomes so much better when people are looking at us. Now here, if the intention is to encourage people, there isn't anything wrong with that. But we have to be very, very careful, for there are times that we do this so that the people appreciate us, so that the people look up towards us, so that the people admire us, so that the people honor us. Common denominator is the people. We should not be doing our acts of worship and our ubudiyah for the people's attention or the people's satisfaction or the people's appreciation. This is riya, and it will waste every single one of our acts of ubudiyah if we allow riya and this showing off and this displaying to become a part of our intention. So we must be very, very careful to not allow riya into our ubudiyah, and to make sure that our ubudiyah, our servitude and our worship and our obedience to Allah is purely for the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. حسبنا الله ونعم